to announce from Zurich, Men's League Switzerland, U.S. program, Austin Matthews.
To the Billy Box, Nylander gets an extra shift. William Nylander shoots, he scores! Coach play to Hodgson, the kid has his first National Hockey League goal.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Toronto Maple Leafs podcast, brought to you by tipofthetower.com. Guys, man, this one was a kick in the nuts tonight, losing 4-1 to the Lightning. Obviously, they had a chance to clinch a playoff spot tonight with a win. They got dominated. I mean, I thought the Capitals dominated them pretty thoroughly on Tuesday night, and tonight was even worse. Leafs playoff odds now drop to about, give or take, they'll be around 94% with this loss, so still pretty good. But I can imagine that doubt is starting to set in for Leaf fans. Guys, are you starting to doubt whether the team is going to make the postseason or not?
I think Jake has to start first because he's pretty riled up about this one.
No, I mean, we didn't get kicked in the nuts. We got hit by a tank, and then they spit in our fucking dead face.
I love how okay.
I saw their bottom two lines. Don't know one player on them.
Well, you know Jake Dotchin now. Everybody knows him.
For the okay, spear, yeah, for the I know that. Tonight. I know that because of the spear. That's about it. I don't know any of the goal scorers outside of the good guys, Kucherov. Like, who the fuck is Bornival? Who's that?
A guy.
Who the fuck is that?
A guy who scored a goal.
Yeah, he is. I mean, the only guys that deserve to get paid for the game today were Kadri and Anderson. Everyone else was horrible.
So was it the Leafs playing flat, or was the Lightning just flat out dominating them? Or was it a combination of both?
Combination of both. They played so bad. Oh, yeah. I mean, you give credit to them. I don't know how you can't just put that team away.
Well, Boston knew how to do it on Tuesday. That's...
Yeah. They played without their best player for the whole game. Couldn't do that.
Yep, that's... It's a good way of putting it. No, I mean, that game was, they had nothing going for them. Like, absolutely nothing. I mean, again, you brought up Dodge, and I think that hit on Matthews, I don't know what, I'm not going to say he got intimidated by it, but after that hit, he was pretty much not doing much. And then, you know, Nylander had, like, no space to do anything with the puck. Marner was chasing the puck all night, but nothing was going on. They couldn't do anything on the power play. Basically, the biggest area that they struggled was driving to the net because Tampa somehow knew how to box them out. And as I said in the group chat we were going with, the Leafs allow Tampa to use the middle of the ice like a Chinese buffet. They can come and go as however they want and take as much as they want and just do whatever they want.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The neutral zone, I mean, Washington dominated it on Tuesday night, and now Tampa dominated again. And by dominating the neutral zone, they were able to hem the Leafs in their own zone, and we just saw them stuck there for most of the night. I thought for sure when Dotchin hit Matthews knee on knee, that was going to motivate the team. And you see Coburn throw him in the net after, and then Martin and Coburn fought. But I thought for sure that was going to light a fire into these guys, and it was actually the complete opposite. They kind of looked scared tonight. I shouldn't say scared. I don't know what the hell they look like tonight, to be quite frank. Like,
trash.
I thought it would have been a lot better effort.
Trash.
So how concerned are you guys on a scale of, we'll go 1 to 10, that they're going to miss the playoffs?
I'm at about a 4. Just because Tampa has to win out. I know they have, Montreal, Buffalo, and Ottawa. So, I mean, all three of those teams.
They have three games?
I believe they have three games, yeah. But they're.
No, they have two. They have two.
Oh, it should be two, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry,
you can't
New
have three.
York, the Islanders have three.
How is that possible?
The Islanders have three.
Two. They both have two. No.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Dave?
Did I not read that wrong on the when I was seeing it on the TV? I mean, the Islanders have two games. They have to win out. Like, the Leafs technically don't have to win both games. But
yeah, they do.
Well, but
They have to win both games, or else you're playing Washington, so you're basically just doing it to get free two home gates. Because you're losing in four or five.
Okay, well, that's a whole
other... We were going to get to that point.
That's a whole other argument here. We're talking about to just make the playoffs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, if you want to be just like, yeah, yay, we made it. There's no point in that. You want to get the two or the three, or there's no point in making it for me.
Well, then they just blew that chance.
They did. Well, and the worst part... The worst part was watching Ottawa and Ottawa play the most pathetic brand of hockey I've ever seen in my life. They played a 1-3-1 trap the whole third period.
Are you surprised?
Like, no, I mean, I guess I don't watch their games enough. I didn't think they were that soft.
Guy Boucher has been about that since his days in Tampa, and he's kind of brought it to Ottawa.
It's going to be great to see when they get their asses handed to them in the playoffs, because they're not winning. They don't have enough talent to win. You're not the 95 Devils. Like, you don't have the talent to do that.
All right, I mean, hold that thought.
Okay.
There's a 69% chance they're going to play the Capitals in the wild card.
They're playing the Capitals.
Yeah. Okay, they're playing the Capitals. But so you don't sound too concerned they're going to miss the postseason.
No, there's no way they're missing it.
I agree. My concern's at a one. I think they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to beat Pittsburgh Saturday. They're in. Mm-hmm. That'll be it from there. But I found it interesting how you were saying, you know, you're going to play Washington, so what's the point? It almost sounds like you would prefer this team misses the playoffs.
I wouldn't prefer that, but it's no point. You're going to get dismantled. I mean, you watch them play against their backups. They got destroyed. And you know, they were talking about on the radio how they were just so complimentary. They're just like, oh, this team is so good. They're so great. Who gives a shit? You're in the same league. It's not like you're in college watching pros. They're the same as you. You're both getting paid to play a game. Now beat them. They had way too much respect and they played timid. Did you see Alexander Ovechkin that in the first period? He was destroying people. He laid out Connor Brown, Zaitsev, and Kadri. Holy shit. He was killing people. I was like, when I saw that, I'm like, this game's over. It's over.
Well, on top of that, Nicholas Backstrom was doing whatever he pleased, not only in the power play,
but kind of
cruising through the neutral zone.
That power play, you're just like, wow.
Have fun with that for seven games.
Seven. If it gets fun with that for four games.
I was about to say. No, I mean, what went well for them again? Well, okay, I mean, the Buffalo game is kind of a hard one to chalk up as a positive note, but if the Leafs don't establish anything early in the game, their chances of winning, I mean, obviously any team's chance of winning is pretty simple, but they're not a team that can just turn it on late in a game. I mean, we point out the stats. You point out the stat, Chris, when they go in the third period and they're trailing. If the Leafs do not have anything going the first two periods, their chances in the third period are garbage.
Zero.
Well, to give you guys an idea of that, they only have 3 wins this year when they're trailing after one period of play, and they only have 2 wins this year when they're trailing after 2 periods of play. So it just doesn't happen, like you're saying, Dave.
And see, my problem with that is in the playoffs, you need to. There's times where you're going to come out sluggish, and you just have to find a way to turn it around. And if you're not going to be able to do it in the playoffs, there's just no point.
So let me ask you guys this. Regardless of who they play in the first round, whether it be Boston, Ottawa, or as we're all kind of expecting now, Washington, are you guys worried that this team can handle that physical brand of hockey? Because, I mean, we saw Washington and now Tampa Bay kind of push them around 2 games in a row. And that was something we haven't seen a lot this year, but we're seeing a lot more now.
They would wax both Ottawa and Boston, but they just get destroyed against the Capitals. Ottawa's a terrible hockey team.
Oh, yeah.
No. Really banged
They're terrible. Terrible.
They can still pass them, too.
You want to see an argument for why that should be bigger? Watch the overtime period for the Senators game.
Yeah,
it's like they were playing keep away. What are you doing? They're like, we'll wait until the shootout. I just would love to see a team just dummy them 7-0. I mean, they're horrible. They're so bad. It's so sad that they have nobody playing and they're in the playoffs right now. And they're probably going to get the 2 seed.
Well, you can thank their goaltending for that. Without their goaltending, they'd be nothing this season.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not like there still are nothing this season, so it doesn't matter. Not like they're ever going to win a title with this team. Yeah, the guys I saw really looked like championship-caliber players.
Okay, so I guess we can rank the Leafs playoff opponents of who we'd like to see them play. Ottawa 1, Boston 2, Washington 3.
Ottawa Senators, London Knights, Boston Bruins, the Canadian Olympic team, and then the Capitals. It would be just...
Aside from the big talent gap, what makes you so hesitant to play the Capitals?
They're older, way more veteran. They've all been there. Like, how many of these guys on the Leafs have played over 7 playoff games?
I want to say maybe a handful. We could say what? Boyle?
I think
Boyle, Polak, and Anderson. That's about it.
I think
I feel like we're missing one more, too. Oh, Fair. Eric Fair, but he's not going
to
play.
Oh, no. JVR. He went to the finals with the Flyers.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Okay. So,
that's five it. Guys. 4 guys. You got Justin Williams, who's won 3 cups. You've got those guys. Yeah, they choke, but at least they go to at least the second round. They've probably played in about 100 playoff games.
I think the whole choke narrative is what's going to really motivate Washington. This is the best Washington team we've seen, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They look so determined. And on the back end, they have, like, legitimately 6 defensemen that are better than – almost better than every defenseman we have.
Well, they
They have Dmitry Orlov playing on their third pairing. He'd be the best defenseman on the Leafs.
Really, think he'd be the best defenseman? Eh?
Did you watch Riley tonight?
No, I know. I'm just surprised you think he'd be the best defenseman. I'm not gonna take one game and
he'd be a top pairing defenseman for this team.
I could buy that. Who is the best defenseman on this team? I know down the stretch we've seen Jake Gardner take on a larger role, playing better competition, more minutes. Some people, like James Myrtle loves to point out, believe that he is the best defenseman on this team right now. Do you guys agree that it goes Gardner, Riley, then Zaitsev, or is it still Riley Gardner side so?
No, I think it's in terms of talent, it's Riley Gardner Zaitsev. Yeah. But right now, yeah, you got to give it a Jake Gardner. Morgan Riley, I don't know if it was just tonight, but he looked so bad. Even when he was rushing the puck and he has a clear shot, he doesn't take the shot. I did not understand that at all.
Well, Jake Gardner did the same thing too. I mean, why are you holding on to take a shot and giving players this chance to set up and give the goalie a chance to set up? I mean, I don't play hockey at the level that they do, but holding on to the puck and keep waiting for a windup is not exactly... Tampa didn't do that. Tampa was moving that puck very efficiently and quickly, and that got the Leafs scrambling. Don't let your opponent get a chance to settle in their defensive zone. It doesn't work.
Well, I think tonight, you know, we could throw this game out the window, as bad as that sounds, but this was not the same Leafs team we're used to seeing. This is not the team that we've seen rip off 11-2-1 down the stretch. Like, this was, I don't know who the hell this was tonight.
I don't know.
But it wasn't the team we've seen at all. The thing I find interesting with Riley is, like you guys say, he's a bit more hesitant, but he almost looks like he's never really recovered from his injury, and he looks like he's been playing banged up all year. Him and Bozak. Bozak looks out of sorts, and I think he's just really hurt. Would you guys agree with that, or are they just both playing bad?
Bozak, I think Bozak's, I mean, considering he's getting maintenance days and days off, that just shows he's not playing at 100%, and I'm still on board with Riley's not 100% either, and he's probably getting a little overwhelmed, and, I mean, he's playing with, I mean, Carrick is, I mean, hasn't been terrible, but, I mean, playing with Carrick is not an ideal situation when you're going up against some of the, you know, top teams in the league, so... I'm on board that Riley and Bozak are not 100% right now, and because the Leafs don't have much else to, you know, offer, that's why they're being put in the situations that they are. And yeah, it's another thing too is this whole is anyone in the team taking a leadership role? Because I mean, I'm not going to say it's because they don't have a captain that's the reason why this is all happening, but clearly there's someone's not taking charge right now.
Well, they've been saying Brian Boyle's been very vocal in the room. They said the team has grown a lot in terms of, like, voices in the locker room. So I don't know if that's a fair thing to say, to be quite honest. I mean, we've seen them. Like, Babcock has said a lot that they've grown a lot. So
yeah, but, I mean, you look at a team like Tampa. They've been without their captain all season, which is why my argument kind of doesn't make sense. But you have guys like Kucherov that have taken this team under their wing, Hedman, I guess maybe Vasilevsky, Braden Point, who nobody had ever heard of, and is just a Leaf killer now. So I don't get why the Leafs don't have somebody. Boyle is a good player. He's a good leader, but he's not also going to take charge of a game on the ice in the way that a guy like Kucherov is doing. And right now the Leafs are not getting that from certain players that they should be getting it from.
Well, I think you can chalk that up when you compare Kucherov, Hedman. When you say those kind of guys, they were all young at 1.2 only like 4 or 5 years ago. I think it just boils down to experience. Like, you can't really expect a JVR and Bozak to step up and be the star guys in this team and lead the way. I think those days are well behind them. I think now they're just nice supplementary players at best. So I think in a couple of years, 2-3 years, we're going to be saying that Matthews, Marner, Nylander, all the young guys we see now are going to be doing something similar to like a Kucherov, Hedman. At least that's what you're hoping for, right? Fair to say?
We hope. They certainly have the talent to do it, but it's not just talent anymore. It's also just the mentality that these guys have. And I guess maybe because they're young, they haven't really fully developed that mentality.
So going forward to the next two games, what do you guys do? Do you do anything differently, or do you just kind of stay the course here, play the same lines, or maybe, you know, you roll Matthews and Marner together a little earlier, try that out? I know when the Leafs do that, they're desperate, but, hey, are they not getting to that point now?
I mean,
I'm not saying play the whole game, but, you know, maybe at the end of a period, kick an offensive zone, you know?
Like, I don't think it's gonna have enough of an impact in a short thing to – like, I mean, you're at a point in the season where I think you're just stuck with what the lines are, and if you're going to make a change, it's going to look like desperation. I don't think it's going to really do much.
Can we play someone on Matthews' wing that isn't trash? Did you see the 2-on-1 that Zach Hyman had? He is so bad. Like, it's like they're playing Ben Smith on his wing. They're like, he tries really hard. Who cares?
Okay, who do you put there, Jake?
Look at Kapanen. He almost scored twice tonight. I cannot believe that this kid is literally gifted by playing on this first line where a person with no limbs might be able to get 5 goals.
No limbs, eh?
No limbs, wow.
On the 2-on-1 with Matthews, where Matthews gave him a wide-open shot, anyone that knows how to shoot a puck could have scored that, and he just goes right at his chest. He has the worst hands I've ever seen for a top-line player, and I've watched hockey for 20 years.
I'd be good flipping Kapanen and Hyman, but yeah. Unfortunately, we all know it's not going to happen.
It's never happening, and it's so sad because he is horrible.
Kapanen has wheels.
He might be he's got a thing called talent, Dave.
Wow. Well, heart don't measure talent, I guess, in Babcock's eyes.
He's a fucking idiot.
Whoa, Babs is an idiot. Whoa. Now. Are we reaching that point?
It's been like this all season. The guy's got like 5 goals, and the only reason he gets assists is if it deflects off somebody's ass and goes right to Matthews. Like, he legitimately should be a 10-point player that's playing on a first line.
I think the word you're looking for there, Jake, is Babcock could be stubborn.
Yeah, stubborn. No shit.
Okay.
Man, we got the full rage tonight from Jake.
Oh, I'm loving it, though.
Just watching him, you're just like, is this a make-a-wish night? Like, this guy can't play. He cannot play. Great penalty killer. Play on the fourth line. Have at it. Cannot skate. Maybe he can't skate. That's the only thing he can do. He's got no hands. He can't pass. He can't shoot.
You know the counter-argument everybody's going to say. He goes and gets the puck for Matthews and Nylander.
Yeah, but they both get the puck. They always have the puck. It's not like they can win puck battles. It's not like guys like Kapanen or Levo can't win puck battles. It's not hard. You just have to be willing to do it.
Yeah. No, the thing I do agree, I mean, people say, yeah, he gets the puck. Matthews is really good at getting the puck off of people. So, like, does he really need Hyman to do it for him?
No, it's called a cop-out.
Yeah, it's called, yeah, you're just making an excuse for, you're making an excuse, really. It's not going to change. Maybe if they find someone in the offseason that fits that line better, it'll work out. But I think it's stuck the way it is.
I think the answer's in house, to be honest.
And you know he's gonna be like, oh, RFA this year, yeah. 7 years, 2.5 a year.
7 years? Yeah. Good luck with that one.
You know why? If I'm his agent, I'm just gonna be like, your coach has a hard on for him. Gonna be like, imagine being his agent, just like, what does he do? Well, he doesn't really score, he's got really no hands, but hey, your coach loves him. And he works hard too. Like, those aren't dime a dozen. If you don't work hard in the NHL, what the hell is wrong with you? Unless you have insane amounts of talent.
I feel like that should be – I totally agree with that because
– effort –
man,
is,
you're in the show.
Exactly. Effort is not – is something that shouldn't be required.
It shouldn't even be on the list of things to check off. Like, if you don't have that, I don't even know how you got there.
Exactly. If you're picking a player and you see a guy that drifts around, that you're never playing for me.
That would be Anil Yakupov, and then we've seen what he's turned into.
And he sucks.
Okay. One last thing I guess we'll do here, because we're going to come back on Sunday when the Leafs, you know, have a playoff spot locked up after Saturday's win, and we'll preview the postseason. Yeah, I said it. Guaranteed to make it the postseason. So does Mike Babcock win the Jack Adams guys? A lot of people like to point to John Tortorella, but I think, you know, look at Columbus. They've got a very, very good blue line. They've had tremendous goaltending from Bobrovsky. He's probably going to win the Vezina. I don't know if he's done as much for his team as Babcock has done for the Leafs. Would that be fair to say?
I think with Tortorella, his team went on a 16-game win streak and kind of played good enough to get in the playoffs. That's what I think. They had a really hot power play for a really long time, and that's what got them. It's not the only thing, but that's the main reason why they're in the position they are in. So I would that's what I would say about why I don't think Tortorella should get it. I think Babcock would be. I mean, if Tampa were to make the playoffs, I would say John Cooper, but it has to be Babcock at this point.
You give it to Babcock, Jake? No, you don't think so?
No, I mean, not even just like from tonight, but I mean, how do you not give it to the Columbus Blue Jackets and Tortorella or even Coach Quenneville?
Oh, I would even.
I mean,
I was going to say Coach Q too. If you're going to give it to somebody, I think Babcock should win, but I think Quenneville should be second for looking at the roster turnover they've had.
Yeah.
A lot of new guys, a lot of rookies too. I know you can point to Kane, Taze, Crawford, Seabrook, Keith. You know, the mainstays are still there, and it's obviously made the transition smoother. But what they've done has been nothing short of remarkable.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's going to go to Tortorella after the 16-game winning streak. The fact that this team was probably just as bad as us, and they didn't get the first overall pick. They got Pierre-Luc Dubois, who's done nothing and looks like a bust. But I'm
so
not
far,
gonna,
yeah.
So far, but he's got some time, so I'm not going to put that label on him yet. But I mean, what just really changed from the offseason for this team? I can't, you know, for us, we added, you know, outside of Werenski, that might be it. Werenski is the only thing that's really come in for them. And obviously the Seth Jones trade, but that happened last year.
And a healthy Bobrovsky. That was the biggest thing for them, is to get a healthy Bobrovsky.
Yeah. I mean, so that, and we've probably turned over about half our roster.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I mean, they also got like 10 more points than us, so. I think he should be in the top three candidates, though, for sure.
Yeah. It's going to come down to those three. And people might make the argument for Trotz as well.
I could buy that. I mean,
he's
always going to argue.
I mean, what has he done? He's only won two straight President's Trophies.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I hate the reasoning for voting and Coach of the Year for every league. It's like, oh, the person that did one good year.
No.
Or else Coach Belichick would win it every year.
What it really is, Jake, is a coach that took a team that shouldn't have been good but made them really good. Or a team
that was supposed to be garbage and made them not completely garbage.
Colorado Avalanche, Patrick Waugh.
Ottawa Senators.
Lay up here. Lay up before we start barking out names with Robitussin. Austin Matthews for Calder. It's done? Locked up?
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, it's done
last week.
Okay. I thought the same thing. So
when Vegas knows, you know.
Yeah, man, Vegas, like, you got to lay a pretty substantial amount to even make any sort of return on that now. So
5-1.
No, thanks.
No.
No, thank you.
Nope.
I'd rather take that money and lay it on the Raptors to win the Eastern Conference Finals. Just saying.
You know what?
Just saying.
Can P.J. Tucker play defense in the NHL? Like, can he skate?
Maybe
he's the type of guy that the Leafs could use right now. Him and Ibaka.
Like, yeah, maybe it'd be nice to see him, you know, punch somebody in the face.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had zero zip today.
What did you see happen at the end of the game with Kucherov? Like, I mean, that was kind of the refs' fault. They just let guys, they're like, you guys can try to police yourselves, and then that happened. So
yeah, they let him and Hunwick batter for a while in the corner there, and then Hunwick kind of cross-checked him in center ice. Well, he did cross-check him. And then we saw the end result. So
yeah, it was just really chippy in that third period. You knew something was going to happen. Luckily, it didn't get that bad, though.
Give me your predictions. Leafs making the playoffs. If so, are they going to win Saturday or Sunday? What do you guys think? I think they win Saturday and they're in.
Yeah, I think they win Saturday. I mean, really emotional game. It's going to be at home. Both games are at home, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, both are at home.
So luckily, both are at home, which is their saving grace. Pittsburgh, luckily, they won and Columbus lost, so they're locked into the 2 and 3 seeds. Hopefully, they both are resting their players and they're starting goalies, so they have nothing to play for. Hopefully, they just send out the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins and can give us a win. But I actually have a faith that they can win both games, but I don't know if Boston will lose because they just seem to win every game now, or Ottawa will lose both games because they play some layup teams too. They could play the Islanders, who are probably going to be hopefully eliminated by that time, and the Rangers, who are definitely in coast mode because they've been like that for seems like this entire month.
For me, part of me has this nightmare when I go to sleep tonight of Phil Kessel just ripping off goals on Saturday night. That's just me being, you know, just that person that's just not being optimistic at all. But
yo, tell Simmons to bring him back to his old hot dog stand.
Jesus. Oh, God. but no, I think, I mean, Pittsburgh took a blow with Letang being out. So, I mean, they're not going to be as good as I mean, they're still a good team, but.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, if you're listening, don't let anyone get injured. Bring up the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. Come on, let's do it.
I mean, Justin Schultz is pretty injury-prone, right? And Sidney Crosby.
Everyone's injury-prone. Just think, we're going to start going for knees.
I mean, would you think any of the guys, well, other than Matt Martin, Kadri, Komarov could.
I just hope Crosby doesn't play. I think they win.
He's playing. You can.
I know.
Just limit his ice time.
He's going to torture us. Yeah.
I think a guy like Leo Komarov needs to set a tone. He's that guy, I think, that can bring that edgy, scrappy play I think the Leafs need. He hasn't really done it as much as I think he could. So
I think they went 3-2 Saturday.
You kind of been dancing around it, Dave. I mean, me and Jake both think it's over Saturday, and you're kind of giving us the Phil Kessel.
Yeah, what the hell is this?
A bad spot here.
I don't want to hear this garbage.
Can we get a bet, please, good sir?
To be honest,
the only reason I want to win is so they can stop with the stupid narrative. They're like, choke job. Like, this team's been like, what, 13-4-3? How is this a choke job?
It's not a choke job. It's just...
I saw some idiot write to James Myrtle that it's like, typical Leafs choke job.
Yeah, actually a moron. I saw that as well.
Like, what? They've won like 13-20.
Well, they're 11-2-1. Okay. Now 11-3-1. 11-3-1.
So 11 wins out of 15. They've gotten 23 points out of a possible 30. I mean, it's just a shame. It's just a shame that Boston's been on that run. The Islanders are, and so have Tampa, with freaking like half their AHL roster is playing. It's ridiculous.
Oh, all right, Pitbull. Okay. All right, we need to get a prediction from Dave here. So
all I'm saying is,
just take it easy.
The NHL schedule makers are douchebags. And
make a pick.
Okay, I'm saying the Leafs will win in a shootout.
What? Come on.
I'm saying
we waited all this time for you to hit us with a shootout win.
I'm predicting a shootout win because I know that game
There's a better chance that the fucking Capitals get eliminated because the whole team was using drugs or something.
No. Nope.
Watch, they're going to win the shootout now just because we're laughing at them.
Yep.
Way.
That is.
Of what? Like 3 goals in the shootout this whole year?
Hey.
Dave picked we're going to win one.
I'm picking the shootout win. I mean, well, the last
if
time.
If we actually won a goddamn shootout, maybe we wouldn't be in this stupid position.
Well, what do you want me to do about it? I can't do anything about it. All I'm saying is the last time they played Pittsburgh, I think that was when they were at home and they went to overtime. They won it in overtime. I'm saying the shootout this time.
bottom line, Leafs are winning. All three of us agree, correct?
Yes. Apparently, yes. Jake just doesn't like my reasoning for it, but...
No, neither do I. It's a freaking shootout.
It'd be something, though, if all year the shootout has kind of been their Achilles heel, and that's what puts
it in play. It would be great if they win against the Penguins, and then they go to Columbus in a shootout, and they win in a shootout to clinch the 2 seed. That would be some hilarious stuff.
I'm saying they're due for a shootout because they haven't had one since can't remember the last time we were in a shootout, so they're due.
Well, the minute we start talking about their due, like progression or regression to the mean, and it would be awesome if this happened. I think that's a surefire sign we're done. So on that note, I'd like to thank everybody for listening to this week's podcast. We're going to be back probably Sunday, if not Monday, to preview the playoffs because the Leafs, they're going to be in the playoffs. So until then, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Tip of the Tower. You can subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes at Tip of the Tower. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris O'Kranitz. You can follow Jake on Twitter at JakeMiddleton12. And you can follow Dave on Twitter at D_Morisuti. Enjoy the game Saturday, guys, and hopefully everything will be wrapped up by then. Until then, have fun sweating it out. Take care.
William Nylander.
The Knights, Mitch Marner.